All right, Hobbo threw that into the playlist tonight. It is the chairman of the board's birthday today, December the 12th, Mr. Sinatra. That's what we would call him. Would have been 101 had he lived, one of the great musical talents in the 20th century. But anyway,
I like the way Don Rickles used to treat him.
Well, you know, Rickles.
He said, you got no talent.
Dean Martin.
He would tease him all the time.
Sammy Davis Jr., Peter Lawford, the Rat Pack,
the Rat Pack.
But
he would say, you know, you're never on key. What's wrong with you?
Well, he was one talented guy.
But anyway, you know,
speaking of talented guys,
where is Frank Sinatra from?
Hoboken,
New Jersey. There you go. Good for you.
I'm a Sinatra enthusiast.
Everybody knows that.
Hey, everybody has to love that song. All right, come on.
How about the Olympic report?
Come on.
Darren Francis.
All right, Jim, let's go. Thank you. Virginia swimmer Lee Smith concluded the FINA Short Course World Championships in Windsor, Ontario, earning three medals this weekend. She garnered silver in the 4x200-meter freestyle relay, swimming the leadoff leg for America. She also earned golds in the 800-meter free and the 400-meter free. The Cavalier senior has now earned seven international medals, including those she won in Rio. At Virginia, she is a four-time NCAA champion, an 11-time All-American, and 10-time ACC champion.
What a slacker.
Currently,
she's pretty good.
She is very good.
Currently, we've got no other contests to speak of that are going on, but we've got several end-of-the-year honors that we can take note of. In men's soccer, Edward Opoku has been named a second-team All-American by the National Soccer Coaches Association of America. He finished second on the team with six goals, including five game winners. And in women's soccer...
Hold on, time out. Why are you talking about men's soccer? Got to give a high five to Wake Forest. They made it to the national championship game. Alas, they lost to Stanford. But good for the Demon Deacons for making the ACC look good. Go ahead.
Very good. In women's soccer, senior midfielder Alexis Schaefer earned first-team All-America honors from the same governing body and marks the seventh consecutive season for the Cavaliers to have a first-team All-America soccer selection. She paced the Cavalier offense this year with a team-leading 13 goals, 7 assists, and 3 game-winning goals. She's also named as a semifinalist for the Mack Herman Trophy, honoring the top female collegiate soccer player in the nation. Virginia volleyball senior Jasmine Burton earned American Volleyball Coaches Association All East Coast Regional Honors and All ACC Second Team Selection. Burton closed her career with 1,139 kills to rank 12th and a 271 career hitting percentage, which ranks 6th all-time in UVA volleyball history. And finally, just as the men return to the hardwood this coming weekend, the Lady Hoos basketball squad returns to action this Friday night at JPJ when they host the Flames of the University of Illinois Chicago at 7 p.m. And Frank, that is your UVA Olympic sports report.
Thank goodness. All right, way to go, Darren. Did a great job. All right, let's talk baseball. Baseball. Believe it or not, the Step Up to the Plate event is coming up in January, as it always does. And believe it or not, this is the 15th annual. Big fundraiser for the baseball program. It's always been a big success. And this year, the event is Saturday, January 28th at John Paul Jones Arena. And the keynote speaker is none other than the Wizard of Oz, Ozzie
Smith.
Probably one of the best fielding shortstops in the history of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, pretty much probably the best, period. Boy, nothing got past him. Anyway, tickets are available. Go on virginiasports.com and look it up. They're not expensive. It's a great event. All right, so Kyle is rushing me as usual, telling me I've got 2 minutes. Let's see here. Virginia extended a flurry of offers in football. And this is sort of a teaser for next week's show when we will have Chris Horn for an extended visit. He is the Saber recruiting guru and a regular contributor to the Saber. Virginia extended offers to wide receiver Josh Johnson, tall Josh Johnson. I think he's like 6'11 or something. Sean Smith, 5'11. I was kidding about Johnson. He's probably 6'4. Davontavian Martin. And I think we've got to get him just so that the Virginia PA announcer struggles every single time. He is 6'4", 180. Virginia is one of the first to give him an offer, and he's from down in Houma, Louisiana. Yeah, same thing. All right. Junior prospects in the class of 2018 have been extended offers. Brian Cobbs, Chris Collins, Vincent Flythe, Jamian Franklin, Shane Simon.
However, you know what they always say? Yeah. Good players make good coaches.
So that's
the objective in Charlottesville for Bronco, get better players.
And so Bronco needs to get Mekki Becton from the Highland Springers. So I think it's good karma that this young fellow who won the state championship game, this would be Chris Thaxton, one of the Dudley Award winners. I think that's good karma to go ahead and get Mekki Becton, the mammoth tackle, to come to UVA.
Right on over.
You know, you mentioned 6'11 might not be a bad guy down in the end zone. Throw it up in the air and let him go catch it. You know?
Well, he's really a tackle.
Well, make him tackle eligible.
Offensive line.
Isn't there such a thing as tackle eligible?
Right. We will talk more about the Davenport field expansion very soon. There's about 5 seconds.
All right, who's Saturday against Robert Morris? Yes, we'll talk to you next Monday.
Go Hoos.